Take two. Long-winded, man. What I started talking about before, I think it probably went out now. I was getting started on one journal or log or whatever, calling it a podcast. But this is One Life to Live, man. So that came from the song classic Nas, Rakim, KRS-One, Kanye West. Classic. One life to live. So live it the best you can. The world can use one less man. And I'm man, one of 7 billion, 8 billion, 7.5 billion. But anyway, I was going to say, like my worst habits are probably, okay, mindless entertainment, materialism, fake energy. So the mindless entertainment, instead of getting started with something important, I just watch videos, random videos on YouTube all day, every day when I'm not at work or whatever, just mindless videos. Materialism, I think it's just to hide whatever you're lacking in. It's just like a blanket to cover a hole. Clothing, gadgets and whatnot. No, I don't know. It's just cool stuff, but it's not real. It's not a person. It's just a materialistic good. It's nice though to have. And fake energy. It's just food or energy drinks that get you hyped up, spike your dopamine, or even your adrenaline as well. It's something I've done for a long time, and it's something I want to stop, but then at the same time I just like it in a moment. So what will make me stop it is that self battle. You don't want to keep on losing it. And one of these guys that used to read stuff here and there, becoming more knowledgeable here and there. There's the good and the bad. Like, if I don't focus, I don't focus. If I focus, then I might focus too much or whatever. But I'm sure everyone, maybe not everyone, but if you find me, find my talking on a app, you might relate in that sense. Can't even think of what I was just saying just now, man. Oh yeah, like little tidbits of information. Yeah, that's all it is really, isn't it? You end up becoming a loop version of yourself to live normal. Just get some information. Oh yeah, I was alluding to that, wasn't it? The neural pathways. I know a little bit about stuff. How to get out of what my current predicament is, but then there's actually doing it. So I really need to break through whoever is me holding myself in. Because if you don't know, well, of course you don't know, because you don't know me. Some random guy, some obese guy. Obese. So fat and obese since 8. 26 now, man. So it's 18 years old, this fat, like this problem. It's probably one of my only problems. Led to everything else, really. Just stripped away the good. Stripped away any good feelings. Just more about maintaining it, feeding it, because it gets its way over me or something like that. I don't even know. Reason I'm talking like this also is that I'm the only one up. It's about 1 a.m. Don't want to end up waking anyone up and them thinking I'm crazy because I'm just basically talking to myself on a phone. But this is a podcast. Yeah. Man, I've got so many plans, but I plan to fail as I don't plan them. It's just an idea. Oh yeah, that would be sick. Oh, this idea would be so good. This idea would be so sick. So they would be so fun. I guess that was true. Or I think it was Will Smith who said it. Yeah, it was actually. Like an idea is 1%. I can't remember what the word was, but it was 99% perspiration. I've got a few things that I could have had already, but didn't put the work in, so it disappeared. But am I gonna let it stay gone? Really? I did something good today. I mean, like yesterday, I bought a PS4. Finally gonna start playing a game. Might not sound like an important thing, but I think I did starve myself of fun in the moment. Not focusing on what I really liked as fun, but focusing more what other people would perceive as fun. Like all the clothing that I've bought over the years, even though I don't have much of it left because I ended up selling a lot of my expensive clothing. It was just overly expensive clothing. It looks nice, but it doesn't really do anything. Especially if you can't wear it now, because you have to wait until you lose the weight to wear it. But now it is one of those things where it's almost like, by the time I finally lose the weight, it might be 2-3 years. So I'll be the 30-year-old wearing like old Bape and Billionaire Boys Club stuff. It does seem kind of sad. But if it was just my pocket change that I bought that stuff with, that would have been cool. It's like, oh, just picking up all these cool items, it has no effect. It's just gonna either collect dust or I'm gonna sell it, or when I'm ready to part with it. I think that's one thing I'm holding on to, like childhood and teenage years of that glory that you wanted to get again. Like, I'm gonna finally do this. Like, that's why I think nostalgia is so powerful for me right now, to this day. It really should just be something that you think about here and there, and it's just like, huh, laugh it off. Oh wow, yeah, the good old days or whatever. But not to really mean it. Like, it's now. Now is important. There's the good, there's the bad, there's the neutral. Like, that's life, innit? Damn, that made me think of the thing as well. Like, right now, I have to work to correct my past. And it's a negative way of looking at things, isn't it, really? It's like you're already setting yourself up to not move forward because you have to make up for your past, think about your future, and live for now as well. Living for now is obviously preparing for your future, which is part of your mind. Living right now, so that's working for now to pay the bills. Working for now to have some money for next month and not fold. When people say money isn't everything, like, try not having much money. What are you going to do? It's going to be stuck in a loop. Man, I really need to get this shit sorted, man. Okay. So, right now, get your money to pay your bills. Get your money to build for the future. Get your money to be able to risk your money. And you need money to just, like, go about, man. Because I'm social-ish, but nowadays, I'm trying to be less reclusive, because I was reclusive for a long time. And when I look at it, it's just 10 years since I finished school and I haven't really moved forward. 10 years after school and I haven't really moved forward. That's crazy. High school, but in England, high school you finish at 16. So 10 years, bruv. 10 years of not really doing much. I've had some successes, some failures, but the main thing is that I've had few of both because I haven't really done much. So it's like rolling dice 4 or 5 times ever. Like, oh, you lost maybe 50 and you gained 20. And you're like, oh, that's not a good idea. But the people that have really won have really lost. So it's all about the amount of times you do something. And this is just some guy stating the obvious. That's the thing. I was talking to someone about diets the other day, and it's like, you already know what you have to do. What is the driving force to get you to get started? It's just do it. Okay. But realistically, what else is it? Well, you already know. Okay, just do it. Like, why not just do it then? What's stopping you from just getting started and just doing it? It's just like walking. You can't philosophize it. It's like, move this foot, move this other foot, move this foot, move this other foot. But then I guess it's just doing a 180 is the hard bit. Changing yourself. Equipping yourself against the failure. Having a shield, having a weapon. Because you don't want to just defend against. You want to offend against. But anyway, okay. I guess this is a plan. In mind. Plan in mold. Neural pathways are an important thing. Neurotransmitters are an important thing. Executive function is an important thing. But the way I like to think of it now is BMI. That's body mass index, of course. And obviously, as an obese person, it's about 40%. Which is about 40-45% of my body weight is fat. So I'm carrying extra weight every step of the way for nothing. I've done security shifts over the past couple of years just because it was my give-up job. Why work hard for X amount per hour when you could literally do security and get paid the same or more and not really have to do anything, not really have to input anything? But then in the end, what have you done for yourself? Nothing. If you do loads of shifts, what have you done for yourself? Nothing, because you're staying in those shifts doing nothing. So you're going to do nothing and be nothing. Okay, so you have to find the halfway point where you can take experience and build yourself for the future as well as doing extra work for someone else. Or you can do it for yourself, but you need to take on board that there's risk that you'll get nothing back. But if you get something, then that's something rather than nothing. It's like if you work for someone, you're going on their boat to go fishing, they'll give you 3 fishes a day every day you go with them, so that you can have a good, well, enough of a meal. They might not get any fish that day, they might get a load of fish that day, but you'll always get 3. There's less risk for you because you don't have to build a boat, you didn't have to buy the boat, you didn't have to get the worms, you didn't have to do any of that. You just arrive on the boat, you put in the hours. But then if you put in those hours to make your own boat, to get your own equipment, then would you get more fish? I don't know, man. Maybe, maybe not. I guess it's almost like give a man a fish, teach a man to fish. But if you're just on a fishing boat and you're doing it, but you're not really doing it. Imagine if you got 50 fishes one day. And you still only got 3. But then you could have got 4 or 5. Maybe like, hey man, cool, cool. We'll give you a couple more fish. Done, safe. But if you didn't get any fish, 2, 3, 4, 10 times in a row, would they want you on their boat anymore? These are the things that you have to think of, man. You need to think self-centered almost. I think that's an obese thing as well. Positively and negatively. But then personality, really. I got made to feel like the worst piece of shit, probably, at times. So it made me love the times when there's praise. Loving positive attention but hating negative attention. But then it always leaves you being the one being overly self-centered. I remember being more grounded at one point. If people complimented me too much, it's like, oh, nice, thanks, yeah, alright, cool. It's like, if you're trying to say it too much, you're probably trying to get something from me. But then, other times, it was just like, I don't know. Just normal. Okay. So this is the longest I've talked on one of these so far. And there's no real direction. It's just ramblings at the moment. But every minute or two or so, like, I'm just thinking like, okay, where's a point? Maybe not even consciously, but subconsciously. But I kind of stumble after a while. And I'm just like, okay, what is this? Like, I guess this is the real flow. The real flow, man. The real flow of thought. I think I've avoided it so long. Like, I don't talk to people to let it out, to wonder what you actually trying to do. 10 years, man. It's like the decade of destruction. Instead of being the Undertaker and just meaning the decade of destruction was you beating so many people, decade of destruction is self-destruction to me. The decade of self-destruction. What have I gained? Apart from extra weight, lost quite a few friends. Just drifted away. For what reason as well? Because you don't keep up appearances. like, not making new friends, because why? Because, I don't know, I'm like one of those guys that I can see you every day. Many people I see, maybe not every day now, but from a long time that I would see around, still haven't said hello to them, said anything to them, nor have they really. You share eye contact for a few seconds and then carry on with your day. But that's just the way it is sometimes. It's like a character in a game. Like, you can walk up to them and it's like it's nothing until you press triangle to talk to them. They'll just stay there. If you left that game on, left it forever, he would have just not recognized you. Until you press triangle, then it says, oh, hello. Oh, this is the mission. It's kind of sad when you think about it. Probably shouldn't be like that. Maybe I should stop saying hello. But I guess that London's state of mind as well. Man, I've got some bad cough. It's unlimited sickness. You know what? It's a bit warm inside because it's sunny in London again. A bit warm. I didn't go out though. When I came home, I had to go shopping. But, yeah, one sec. I'm gonna close my window. About a minute of quiet time, just put everything off, turn off my computer because I haven't been using it for about an hour or two, maybe not that long, but I didn't even turn it off, I just put it to sleep instead, close my window, just looking at the darkness of a small room, looking at the window, then looking at just the shade basically. The only thing on in this house right now. Everyone else is asleep. Okay, so thoughts in flow. Okay, so as I'm in the position that I'm in right now, it's really self-made. Not many opportunities come my way because I don't present them to myself in that sense. I'm trying to talk like I'm not who I am. Just want to figure out myself, I guess. Yeah, this is just another philosophizing thing, man. What is the point of talking here? It's like this talk doesn't exist until someone sees it. It's almost like that thing when they say, if a tree falls in the woods and no one hears it, then it doesn't make a sound. And they say no because nobody registered it. But then it made a sound. To me, because you can picture it. If a tree falls down, you can picture a sound for it. So if that tree fell down in real life, but no one was there, it would have still made a sound. If a bird flaps its wings and no one's there, does it still make a sound? But then, technically, the bird would have witnessed it or heard it. That's what registered it. So maybe it's like about self-aware means it counted. So this mattered because I heard it being spoken. I don't know. self-talk or nothing. Ramblings of a madman. Always want to know more, man. But I think this is what the more important thing is, that BMI thing, body, mind, IBS. My name for sure is IBS. Obviously, you need to work on your mind. But also, if you work on your body, that would do a whole lot more. Because if you exercise, you'll get dopamine. You'll get the endorphins. And then you got to think of your body as almost like the silhouette. If you picture it like a silhouette, and then the brain is inside that environment. So if your whole body is not feeling good, where's your brain getting the energy from? That body of yours. So it's only going to bear bad fruit for you to consume on, to survive on, to the next day. So if you keep on looping it and doing bad and keep on doing all the things that you do, you're going to stay stuck in that position. And it goes back to that. If you do things the same way and expect to change, you're kind of insane. But what is groundbreaking? Like, what? I want to build myself to be, like, I want to achieve something great for me. That way, at least, maybe these things that I buy for myself is just going to be the prize, as opposed to just a thing that I do. Obviously, these days, I don't even buy much stuff. I bought that PlayStation, but that was the first thing I bought in a while. PlayStation, some bedding. Some lighting. Wait, what was the lighting I bought? Oh, no, I didn't even get the LED lights. I got the burner for essential oils, but it lights up also. What else? Got the cables and whatnot. So yeah, PlayStation. Normally I spend my money on food, junk food, every day basically. I know I need to stop, but then what's the alternative? Really, energy drinks too. I just love that feeling. It's like I need to stay awake. Why? Because I have to. But why though? Just because I should really sleep. But then when I sleep too much, it's like a problem. Oh, why are you sleeping so much? I think the body needs this rest. But then that fake energy keeps me up a bit longer. Man, I think I have to do like a detox probably. Get this body right so the mind can flourish. And the mind will give a better eye. Because instead of thinking about this stuff, I'll be doing something else. And then that gives me time to think of things still. But it'll be one less worry, two less worries, three less worries. Get to the point where there's no worries. There's challenges. There's complications at times, but complications at times is after challenges. You want challenges to stay sharp, complications to see yourself cut through it, and then hopefully not problems, but the problems is like either wrong place at the wrong time, or you reap what you sow. So if you don't reap what you sow in that sense, you don't put yourself in those positions to be sorry a year later, that would be okay. But then chance as well. Could be in the wrong place, wrong time. That's unfortunate, bro. Unlucky ducky. But this is like a self-improvement, I guess, kind of podcast coming from a person that really needs to self-improve. I guess you might feel like me in that sense if you actually listen to this. If anyone hears this in the near future or a future future, maybe in a future future, you'll see me doing some crazy shit, like sick stuff, and then you're only hearing me now. Or in the recent future, current times, you're going to hear me and be like, come on, man, I agree. I feel like that. Or, come on, man, just do it. Come on, man, why aren't you doing it? Come on, man, blah, blah, blah. Deep breathing, it's good as well. Too lazy to even breathe. Can't even count on my head fast and concentrated enough anymore. I think I've put myself into that situation. I've probably become more of a dumb fat person as opposed to just a fat person. Because a fat person is just that you're getting excess calories in, less calories out. But if you're just eating normal foods, you're just eating a bit too much. It's not really that bad. But then you get stupid fat, which is why you're having sugar with everything every day. And you're on this constant high and low, high and low, up and down. No middle ground. And that sugar make you dumb. Maybe not dumb, but concentrate less, less focus. And then that habitually will lead to an increase in inability, which detracts from your ability. I don't know, man. I think I should just do this another time. But I'll upload this as well. Hopefully someone hears it. Would be interesting. Because we're in the world right now, man. I remember reading that the other day. I'm not reading some whole thing, but just a little sentence. Like, it's almost like conspiracy, but oh, you think we're the only ones living on this universe? Earth is the only planet with some life form on it? Come on now. When you think about it, it's like, oh wow. Takes away from the whole heaven and hell thing. That is not up and down, it's just side and side by side. If you went to some other planet, you'd see some next creatures. Well, we're the aliens, maybe. And when people talk about sci-fi, it's like, it's weird enough that we're here with these people. We've got like legs and arms. Like, whoever thought of legs and arms if we were created, or if it was evolution, like, how did legs and arms become the thing to evolve? Obviously there's a use, but why did it come out in that way? Like, oh, a leg that has a knee that can bend at this point, why not have stilts as legs? I don't know, it's not really leading anywhere, but it's just one of those thoughts. We're living in a real life that, yeah, that's what I was talking about. Like, we're just living in a real life, 1 of 7 billion. How many people have lived here on Earth in total? Forever, who knows what that number is? How many years? If they say billions, and then the world has been inhabited for modern humans and the cousins of humans and Neanderthals and all that for maybe 1 million years. 1 million years, can you even comprehend that? 1 million years. Like 1 year, but times 1 million. It's like if you had 1 million people in one spot, what would that even look like? Where would you be able to say, wow, that's 1 million? Like, you wouldn't even know. Like, if you think of an arena, maybe the biggest ones in the world can hold like 100,000. But imagine that fully packed 10 times over. That many people in one place. Madness. I'd love to see that, but in a way, I don't have much to talk about. I'm a blank canvas. I think a lot of my years have been, if it was a drawing pad, as my diary. It's like, do a scribble, take the page out, scrunch it up, throw it away. Like, I've wasted so many, like 10 years maybe, of the good, take away a bit of time. So maybe say 7 to 8 years of not doing much. Just say 8. Okay, 7.5, whatever. That's 365, 3,650. And then a quarter of that would be 1,824. Half. Wait, 1/4. So 3,650, 365 anyway. 182, 730, 730, 180. Like 900 days. 900 days of 3,600 days. About 2,700 days. Say 3,000 days wasted. And prior to being 18, or 16 really, 06 times when I was like 14, I started getting into the habit of going gym. Got the highest test scores I've had for a while, well, ever at that time. It was new levels. To get my brain right. Like when people talk about the heart as being your emotions and all that, I think it's your brain, man. It's a great thing, but if you don't treat it right, it'll fuck you up, man. My brain's raining down on me, man. Shooting me down. But it's a cycle of what is going. Oh, man, I'm just picturing it like your body is a silhouette or as a black canvas. And then arrows pointing up from your feet up. Like good and bad arrows. If you keep on pushing up them bad arrows, then your brain's gonna rain down. Just imagine, like a back of a bird's tail. Certain ones that have like the spikes on the back that are shooting down on you, or like, just think of a pyramid or triangle, basically, with arrows pointing down at the bottom. That's raining down on you. Like if you, the cycle, if you had all the arrows pointed up and it was all negative, it shines down negative back on you. This world, man, you've only got one chance, only got one life. We have to do our best in this time. Yeah, my thoughts break every couple of minutes. I feel pretty good. I don't know. I don't even know if it's feeling anymore. I listen to music just in the background, but I'm still thinking. I don't like lose into it kind of thing. It's just another loop. Another loop. Just carry on to the next day. Next day. Damn. Self-loathing, man. I think I'll just turn it off for now. I need more ideas, need more content, need more input.